Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35. Hey guys, welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dory Shafrir.
And we are not experts. We're just two friends who love to talk about serums a whole lot. We like to find cheap ones on Amazon.
Yeah, and occasionally we splurge for expensive ones.
Occasionally we do, and then we wonder, was it a mistake? Is it working? I'm currently in that experience right now.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
Which is why we're here.
Yes.
Because if we like to talk about this stuff, hopefully you do too.
Yeah. I think more people do than maybe want to admit.
I also think these are the things that are good distractions from the other challenges in life.
Yes.
This is how
What would you describe as the other challenges in life,
Kate? I mean, just our current political and social climate, Dory.
Sure. Yeah.
And, you know, work.
Yeah.
Career.
Yeah.
Wait, work and career are the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes not.
Parenting.
Yeah.
For me.
Trying to be a parent for me.
Yeah. There's a lot of crap going on.
There's a lot. Also, just like getting older.
Yes, getting older.
I mean, it's a lot. It's all a lot.
It is. This is going to be therapeutic.
So, who are you?
Who am I? I'm a writer. I wrote a memoir called The Dead Moms Club, which you can
very
read.
Very good.
It's pretty. It's okay, I would say. I'd give it a generous B.
I give it an A.
Okay, thank you.
You're
I
welcome.
Set you up for that. And I'm.
What if I was like, yeah,
maybe a C.
That's an accurate assessment.
I am a freelance writer. I've written all over the place: Cosmopolitan, BuzzFeed, Rolling Stone, Esquire, lots of places. I enjoy writing, working on other projects right now, now that my book is out. I'm also a performer at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, and I have been for many years. I would say now a decade and a half, which is a very long time. Yep. Oh, yeah. And I have two children who are really great, so that also is now part of my identity, but not all of it. All right, guys? And
whoa.
I know. And I think that kind of sums up who I am. I have an avocado tree. That's also now part of my identity. Here in Los Angeles, I did not know this until I moved here, but just fruit grows everywhere.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yes, it's a very exciting part of living here.
How often do you pluck the avocados?
It's like a once a year thing that lasts about a couple months.
Oh, so it's like a harvest.
Yes, exactly. We are a tiny
farm.
You're
a farmer.
It's a sustainable agriculture happening in my driveway. When you leave here today, I could probably get you some avocados from the tree.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's
that
great.
Would be amazing.
It can happen. Dory, who the hell are you?
So I am also a writer.
That's right.
In fact, Kate and I met on Tumblr.
That's true.
Like two teenagers. Yeah, we met on Tumblr because we were both using it to blog. And I was like, who is this funny lady whose mom is really sick and dying?
She's got a dead mom and loves Twilight.
Yeah, and like works at
great.
VH1.
That's
she
right.
seems so cool. So we knew each other on the internet first. And then we met IRL when I moved to LA. Kate already lived here. And that's how we know each other. That's not who I am.
I mean, or is it?
Yeah,
all through me.
Exactly.
Your identity is mine.
So I wrote a book called Startup that came out in April.
You can also give it an A rating.
Thanks, Kate.
It's on a big list.
It was on the NPR list of great reads of 2017.
That's a big deal.
Granted, there were like 350 books on that list. But I'll take it.
Still.
Look, I'd rather be on the list than not be on the list. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So Startup is a novel. It's coming out in paperback this coming April.
Oh, that's exciting.
Which is exciting. I'm excited about that. I also work at BuzzFeed. I've worked there for almost 6 years.
That's a long time.
Which is insane. Here in Los Angeles, I started in New York and now work at BuzzFeed LA. And I also do a podcast with my husband, which probably some of you listening to this listen to as well.
It's really good.
Thank you. It's called Matt and Dory's Eggcellent Adventure, and it's about how we're doing IVF to try to have a kid, which so far has not worked.
I think one interesting thing that I didn't realize as a person who's never done IVF is how the stress of it, physical and emotional stress. It sounds beyond my comprehension. And I feel like that's never mentioned when we talk about it.
It's
culturally
crazy. Yeah, because you just see the results. You just see
exactly.
These celebrities being like, well, no, not that many celebrities talk about it, but you see people having these kids at like 43 and you're sort of like, oh, I guess they just had a kid, but it's like, no.
Yeah, they just endured possibly two years of...
Yeah, exactly. Or more. So we've been doing the podcast since last October 2016,
wow.
And we've been doing IVF. We started our IVF journey, as people like to say, that April, so like April 2016. So it's been a little over a year and a half now.
I'll be interested in doing this podcast with you and hearing about how you've kind of, what tools you've implemented in your life to try to alleviate the stress of
it.
Because I know you have done things.
I have.
I don't know if it always works, but.
No, works sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so that's who I am. And now we're doing this.
And now we're here.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we want to do on each episode is discuss routines.
Yes.
That may involve self-care.
Yep.
They may be as simple as like just peeing every morning.
Do people not do that? Wait, what monsters are you hanging out with who don't
really
pee?
Dehydrated people who just don't need it.
Wow. No, my husband doesn't pee on planes.
Ever?
Ever.
Is he going to mind that you just said that?
No, he talks about it constantly.
He doesn't pee on planes?
Correct.
Which is fascinating to me because I'm a person who has to pee all the time.
Me too.
On the ground. But in the sky, I've made up the fact that because I'm elevated, it's like shrunk my bladder. And
oh.
I pee more in the sky.
Oh, yeah. If I'm flying from LA to New York, I will pee at least 3 times.
Oh, 100%. I also select aisle seats because of how much I have to pee.
Oh, me too. So Matt, my husband, he has gone on like 12-hour flights and not peed, which I think is not healthy. But he's also one of those people who's like stubborn. And now it's become his thing that he doesn't pee on planes.
Is he holding it in or just doesn't have to go?
Unclear. He gets a window seat and he sort of like burrows into the window and just like doesn't move, which is also not healthy. Like, you're supposed to walk around.
Yeah, you don't want those blood clots in
your eyes. So, you know, the whole thing is just very upsetting to me.
Which
is all my way of saying that, do you really know people who don't pee in the morning?
I don't. I was just trying to establish a routine that was basic.
Sure.
We all do. We all follow some sort of patterns.
Yes,
our lives every day.
This is true.
But like, for example, in the past year, I've gotten really into washing my face at night. And I used to not wash my face at night ever. I would go to bed
with
makeup
take off-
on.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know. Is that sacrilegious?
I just feel like it like...
It's gross.
I'm like...
How did it work?
I'm like, wait, what? Like, did you wash your face in the morning?
I would wash my face in the shower in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I don't wear makeup every day.
Okay.
But still, when I did wear makeup, I wouldn't wash my face.
Did you
at
wear
night.
Eye makeup?
Just a little maskies, a little mascara.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I just couldn't bring myself to do it.
I think I wear more makeup than you.
Possibly.
And so the thought of not taking it off at night is like I'm like, oh, like it would get all over my pillow. Like, it's just... It's...
I became very stubborn, kind of like you're saying Matt did about not peeing on a plane.
Yeah.
I almost became stubborn, and I was like, I don't have to do this. It doesn't really affect my skin.
Oh.
Who cares?
Ooh.
Isn't there some sort of, like, Naomi Campbell beauty quote about how... I'm digging myself into a hole. About what, like, the most important thing for your skin is washing your face at night. And I was very...
I believe that. Yeah, I believe that.
But now I do.
Good.
And now it's become this like treasured time where I settle into the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
mm-hmm.
I pop on a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sit there with my double cleanse
mm-hmm.
and I
mm-hmm.
go for it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, you have 2 kids.
That is true.
You're a mom.
I am.
And I can only imagine that, like, having time to yourself as a mom is, like, this very rare and valuable commodity.
I think that is very true. And that always happens at 11 o'clock at night.
Right.
I also think there
when is... When I, who does not have a child, am sound asleep.
I know many parents who do go to bed early. I have a hard time settling down at night, which is... We'll get to. It's part of the reason I'm trying to... break my addiction to my iPhone a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Another self-care thing that...
So I don't sleep with my phone in my bedroom.
Well, Dory, this is... I remember you writing about this and I've been trying it. I'm trying it out.
So I actually think that this only works if you have a partner who sleeps with their phone in the room for emergency notification purposes.
Yeah, that's what makes me nervous.
I mean, we live in California... And there's earthquakes, there's fires. Like, if Matt didn't sleep with his phone in our room, like, I think I would want a phone in the room.
Just in case.
And so the fact that he would never not sleep with the phone in our room. And so I'm like, great, you got this covered.
And he would never not do it for, like, security reasons?
No,
or
for
reading?
He watches old episodes of Cheers on his phone to fall asleep. Like stuff like that.
So what I do similar things, but it's not default. It keeps me up.
Yeah. I think it actually keeps him up.
I'm sure.
But anyway.
But that's for you guys to work out
in
your private time.
Indeed. So yeah. So we're going to be doing this weekly.
Yes.
And we're going to be talking with lots of special guests about their own routines.
Yeah. And their own way of doing self-care in their lives, whether it be skincare, whether it again be not peeing in the morning.
This is going to become like a thing.
We're going to have to ask this of everybody. Also, everyone's going to say yes. I don't know what I thought I was thinking.
Now,
about.
Showering in the morning, I think, is actually a more contentious debate. There's people who are very emphatically night showers.
I don't understand those people.
I don't either. I'm a morning showerer, in part because I have thin, greasy hair.
I have the same hair.
And so if I shower at night, by the time, like, I can't fall asleep with wet hair. Am I going to blow dry my hair at night? That just seems weird. I also need to wash my hair every day. There's a lot of people who don't wash their
hair
every day.
You can't do a dry shampoo day?
No, it's bad.
Okay.
So, you know, I think if you are a person who doesn't need to wash their hair every day, then I get the night shower. You're sort of like washing off the detritus of the day.
It's a good word.
Thank you.
Say T word.
But to me, it just wouldn't work. Matt showers. I keep bringing my husband.
It's okay. Sorry. He should be a guest on this show.
No, this is for women.
I know, specifically, but I still am curious about his rituals.
Yeah. So I don't shower at night. I shower in the morning, but I feel like that's a thing. We've talked about this at work sometimes. And there's like night there. It definitely divides into two camps.
The first time I realized that there are people whose hair looks better when they don't shower for weeks on end was very eye-opening to me as a scraggly, thin-haired grease ball who needs to deal with this situation regularly. I couldn't believe it.
Well,
people
with curly hair.
Yes.
Don't wash their hair every day.
Yeah, I have shower every other day.
I think most Black women don't wash their hair every day because of the texture of their hair.
Yeah.
But that does not work for me, sadly. I would love to not have to wash my hair every day, but here we go.
Do you blow dry it after too?
I always blow dry my hair, yes.
Also a shitload of work.
It is. But I have thin hair, so it doesn't take that long.
Okay. Should we dig into we wanted to touch on our own routines. Oh, here comes the sneeze. Bless you.
Thank you.
Because we're going to be talking to people about their kind of wellness, self-care, beauty, health rituals, we wanted to introduce you to each one of ours.
Yeah.
That's not a sentence. Each one of ours.
Well,
did I say that right?
We were thinking about our own routines and we thought since we're going to be talking to other people about their routines, we should just talk about one of ours in this first episode.
Here we go.
Yeah. But you know what? Before I do that, I think we are going to pause for a word from our sponsor.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use. And I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Nice. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, but I would not possible.
Either. It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
And we are back.
Should I take it away?
I think you should, Kate.
So it's the start of a new year.
Yes.
And one thing I have done in the past, but not necessarily, I didn't do it for 2017, is a vision board, which is can sound very hokey and very woo-woo. But what happened is that I came across recently an old vision board that I had done a few years ago, and almost everything on the vision board had come into fruition. And I had what Oprah likes to call an aha moment.
That's amazing.
Where I felt like possibly writing down your goals at the start of the year can kind of help set the tone for what you want
yes,
to accomplish.
I believe this.
Now, do I always do it? No. But I'm gonna try to do it this year, because I will show you one I made. Now, again, not everything has come true. Does that mean this works? I don't know. But I did get a literary agent. I did complete a book manuscript. I did
Wait,
sell
sorry.
My book.
I don't mean to interrupt. I just jumped in. I mean, nope. I do mean to interrupt, but like,
get
do you
there.
Know exactly when this vision board is from?
This, I think, is from 2014.
Okay.
And I also have a 2016 one here. Because the 2014 one, I believe on here, let me see. Oh, own a home. I don't think we had bought our first house yet.
Oh, wow.
And so this has
so this was
home.
Like 2013 going into 2014.
I think that's correct. Yes.
When did you and I start writing together?
2015. Okay. Yes. Which, and I have my 2016 list, And that also, a lot of these things, both my, I said, what I did for 2016, everybody, is I made one with just career goals and one with personal goals.
Kate, did I? Yes. I think these are going to have to go on the Forever 35 Instagram.
They're kind of embarrassing.
No, I love them.
This is opening a part of my soul up.
Yes, that's what podcasting is about,
Kate. Is it, Dory?
Yes.
Never done it before.
I know. Here we are. Get used to it.
I mean, here's
strap in.
the 2016 personal goals include love myself more. Have I done that? I don't know.
That's a good goal.
Smile more. I'm like a passive aggressive sexual harassing man. Smile more. I think what I was trying to, I wrote smile more, feel at ease. Maybe I was trying to be more comfortable in my own skin. God, that's horrible.
I mean,
it's okay if I say it to myself.
It's okay if you say it to yourself. Whew. If I was like, Kate, you need to smile more, that would be like so rude.
That would be rude.
Yeah.
I also,
and I have also never thought that about you.
No,
I've never been like, gosh, Kate really,
I don't know what I was thinking when I wrote this.
She's really a scowler.
But you can tell I said more fun, less phone. Go back to therapy. I did that. Meditate once. I did that. Yoga. See, I did a lot of these things.
You set, I like your goals because they are achievable. You weren't like, I'm going to meditate every day for half an hour. You were like, I'm going to meditate once.
You cannot set. I've learned from doing this a bunch in my life is that you have to be really specific and really low stakes.
That is such like, good advice.
In 2014, I definitely put be on a Comic-Con panel, which has not happened. But I kind of, this 2014 one, the things that
now,
were on
were
the
you
list
thinking
happened.
San Diego Comic-Con or could it be any Comic-Con?
Gotta be San Diego.
Okay. So that's a lofty goal.
It's a lofty goal, but I did have a moment in my life where I was covering Comic-Con for work and
right.
I went to a big panel and while I was in the panel, I had this epiphany of how I wanted to be a creator of things as opposed to a person writing about the creators.
Oh, I have had that epiphany too.
It was a moment for me.
And I feel like I'm still in this transition where I'm like partly a creator and then I'm partly still writing about creators. And I feel the part of me that's creating, trying to like claw its way through the rest of the muck.
Can I make a suggestion? I think you got to get real with yourself on a vision board.
I think
lay
you're
out
right.
those goals.
You know what? I also, you guys can't see this, but you can see it. You will be able to see it on our Instagram when I force Kate to post it there. Kate, I like how you write out each goal and you kind of have it on a background of vision-y things. Because whenever I've tried to make a vision board, I've like gotten these magazines. I go to the newsstand in Larchmont and I'm like, oh, I guess I need a home decor magazine. I guess I need, and it's like, you never find exactly what you're looking for. And so you end up with this like jumble of images that are like sort of what you want to do.
Writing it out. So the reason I did it this way is I was at a friend's house who's a really successful actor and they had a vision board and they were just showing it and it was very casual. It wasn't this like, you know, beautiful collage artist creation. And they had written out very concrete goals. And then had checked them off when they came true. And it was such a validating thing to look at because I was like, wow, you knew what you wanted to accomplish and then you did it. And then you have a way of seeing the things you're actually accomplishing.
I mean, I think this is why people like to bullet journal, which is something we will touch on.
That's a whole episode.
Later. But, you know, one of the things that people do is they write down their goals for the year in the beginning of the bullet journal.
Oh, I really think it's valuable. And I also, even if you never accomplish any of the, I don't think it's about accomplishing the things. I think it's about just setting an intention. I'm just going to get into my yoga teacher speak here.
Yeah. Do it.
I do think there's power in just setting up.
And you are a certified yoga teacher.
I did that.
So I brought my makeup today because I was thinking about talking about one of my skincare routines, like my morning or night, but they're both kind of in flux right now because I have recently purchased a bunch of new products. So I've been testing them. So stay tuned for that.
Right. Can't wait.
But my makeup routine has not really changed that much. And so I would say the most important thing in my makeup routine is this Armani foundation, which is, look, I'm not going to lie, it's not cheap. It's like $60 or something. But it is the best foundation I have ever, ever used. It's the Luminous Silk Foundation. I use shade 4.
Okay. I would say you have a light to medium skin color.
Yeah. So I'm not wearing foundation right now.
Okay. Are you going to put it on?
No.
Okay. I'm so excited.
Let's not go overboard.
Okay.
I think that especially at my age, having an even foundation skin tone is important. That's just me.
It makes you feel good.
It makes me feel good. So I guess what I'm saying is if you were going to splurge on one item for your makeup routine, I would splurge on foundation.
I would love to know a drugstore dupe for this Armani foundation. I'm going to Google it.
Okay.
No disrespect.
I
wonder if one exists.
Look, I'm just saying.
No, but that's interesting because I've never had a love affair with a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
I have worn everything from whatever I find at CVS to mm-hmm. once I got roped into buying a $75 Amore Pacifica foundation at Sephora.
Oh, okay.
BB cream. So I've never had that simpatico sensation that you have with a product where you're I'll use this forever.
Yeah. But
that's what you have with this.
That Armani is what I have with this Armani foundation.
And I've heard it's amazing. You're not the first person who's told me that.
It's amazing. I mean, yeah, it's the best. So I use this foundation. I recently started using the Glossier Cloud Paint.
Dory, I almost bought it and then I didn't. And now that you brought it, I'm regretting that decision.
You can try it.
Oh, can I? Okay, great.
Yeah, I use the Dusk shade. It's a cream blush. I don't know. It comes in a tube.
Yeah.
It's a cream. I like it. I used to use a powder blush, which I'll be honest, I think powder blush stays better.
Oh, controversial.
Yeah, I do think by the end of the day, my cloud paint is kind of faded. Yes, Kate,
I have a question. I'm raising my hand. Do you use a primer to start?
I don't.
And so do you find this all stays on for the whole day? This was eye-opening to me at 35. I learned that a primer is a thing.
So I have used primer in the past. I think Benefit makes a really good primer. I found that it was this extra step that I just wasn't that committed to.
Fair.
I didn't feel like putting on the primer made such a difference that I needed to use it. I will say though, sometimes when I'm if I'm going to a wedding or something, I'll use the primer.
Totally.
Because it does smooth out your skin in a way that I think is nice.
Is that what it's for? I still don't even know what it's for. Is it to smooth out your skin or is it to make it the makeup last for all day?
I think both.
Okay.
But I mean, I put the cloud paint on over the foundation. So I don't know that a primer would necessarily change anything.
Yeah,
I mean, I could experiment.
Now, after you do foundation.
Yes.
And you do, then is your next step cloud paint?
My next step is cloud paint.
Do you do an under eye thing?
I do, but that's last.
Okay. Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I would never expect that. Okay.
Yeah. So I do foundation, then I do cloud paint, then I do a primer on my eyelids.
What? Okay.
Yep. Just an eyelid primer. I use Bare Minerals Prime Time Eyelid Primer, which is amazing.
Oh, it is.
Okay. Yes.
I have a MAC one that I like.
I think... If you're wearing eyeshadow without an eyelid primer, you're doing it wrong.
Whoa.
That is my opinion. That has been in my experience. When I put on my eyeshadow without an eyelid, without a primer, it just doesn't look good. And yeah, so I use this Bare Minerals primer, which I love.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So I do that. Then I put on my eyeshadow. Now, I've had some struggles with eyeshadow lately because my true favorite eyeshadow is Stila Kitten. I hate Stila's packaging. It always like breaks. They used to have their eyeshadows in these like little cardboard things.
Yeah, I remember those.
That sort of like degraded. And then they switched to plastic, but the plastic also like they break. So I've switched to NARS. I was using this other one for a while that I didn't love. And I recently switched to NARS and I like it. I don't love it. I feel like eyeshadow is sort of my, like, I'm looking for this holy grail eyeshadow that I'm just not finding, but I'm using this NARS Silk Road. It's two shades.
Ooh.
So I put like the lighter shade on first, and then I usually just put like a swipe of the darker shade on. So I do that. And then I have an eyeliner. I use the Urban Decay 24/7 Glide On Eye Pencil in Perversion shade.
Whoa, looking to get down.
Which is just black. It is indeed easy to glide on this eyeliner. I feel like it doesn't always stay the best.
Like I don't. I use like a $2.
Yeah, I feel like I could probably, although, you know what? I was like, I'm just going to try this Wet n Wild.
Yes, theirs is
eyeliner,
great.
And I thought it was good. It turned out I liked Urban Decay better.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, so that's that. And then I put on this Dior Show mascara. Now, this, I will admit, is a necessary splurge.
Dory.
Yes.
I have a drugstore mascara that I love.
Yeah. I mean, you don't need to buy an expensive mascara.
Because I've never tried Dior Show, which I've bought the one, like some really nice ones that are also great.
Mm-hmm.
Mascara is real tricky because a lot of it is good.
Yeah. What do you use?
L'Oreal.
Yeah.
Voluminous. I use Million Lashes, the waterproof, but then I have a non-waterproof that I also love. Someone clued me into L'Oreal. And then I went for it because I was buying, you know, like fancier stuff at Sephora. And this, it's turned out to be great.
Well, L'Oreal and Lancome are the same thing.
Are they? I didn't know that.
Yeah. So. Well,
it's like, you know, $8 or $9 at Target.
Yeah. I should just try that. I don't know why I'm spending all this money on this Dior mascara.
I know, but if it works, it works.
I know. I like it. I know. Anyway, so then my last thing is concealer, under eye concealer. I should say that the foundation and the concealer are the two most, in my opinion, are the two most important factors.
And what kind of concealer do you use?
I use a Benefit concealer called Boying. They literally
say that again.
Boying. It's B-O-I, and then they have a little squiggly thing, I-N-G. I don't know. This is what they call it.
Boying.
But they literally call it industrial strength concealer.
Girl, you know what? Whatever it takes.
And like, I've honestly had people say to me, oh, you look really well rested. You don't have dark circles. What eye cream do you use? And I'm like, eye cream doesn't get rid of dark circles. I use a concealer that is literally called industrial strength. So I think you just need to find a concealer that works for you. This happens to work for me. I love it. It really just like covers things up.
You look great now and you don't have any makeup on.
I'm wearing the concealer.
Oh, you are.
I'm wearing concealer and a touch of cloud paint.
Oh, I feel taken for a ride. That's amazing.
It. Yeah.
Because you don't, I'm looking at you and you do not have dark circles under your eyes. And yes, we need to devote a lot of time to discussing how eye cream is meaningless.
Yes. And as discussed before we went on the air, I slept really badly last night and had two tequila drinks, which at our age is a lot. And I woke up and I felt like, oh my God, my eyes are like puffy, which they don't normally get. And the circles are especially dark today. And I'm going to just have to throw on some of this.
Some of this bling
industrial strength concealer. Now, okay. So I also brought one more. Did I bring it? One more thing? Maybe I didn't bring it. But there's one other thing that I use sometimes, which is the Glossier Boy Brow.
The best. I love it.
Which is really good. But I do feel like, if I'm just going to work and I don't care, it's like, it's not the thing that I take the extra minute to apply.
Interesting.
Yeah. It also, I don't know, for some reason, it feels like I'm wearing makeup when I put on the boy brow, which of course makes no sense because I'm putting on all this other makeup.
I know what you mean.
But yeah.
It's the thing that you notice when you look in the mirror.
It's the thing that I notice. Yeah. Because I'm not used to having like darker brows.
I'm a big boy brow fan.
I like boy brow a lot.
I bought two in the latest Glossier sale that they had.
Yeah.
But I feel like a Glossier breakdown would be really fun because some of their things are great. Some of their things don't do anything.
Yeah. I don't love their skincare.
Yeah.
Just going to go on record saying that, but I like a lot of their, I like some of their makeup stuff. So.
Girl, I think that was illuminating.
Thank you.
We could
Kate.
Do like two more hours of just you walking me through that.
Yeah. So that's my makeup routine. I do that every single day.
I don't do makeup every day. So to hear you, and that's more just out of laziness.
Mm-hmm,
so,
But I also go into an office.
Yes. Yeah, so I was gonna say, I go into a garage where I write and talk to my dog.
Right. And on the weekends, I usually, during the day, if I'm just like running around, running errands, I'll just like put on some industrial strength concealer.
It's never going to not make me laugh.
Because it's so ridiculous. So yeah.
Dory, we should probably get ready to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Before we do you want to just set an intention for your week?
I am going to... I'm going to be kinder to myself this week. Yeah. Just not be so hard on myself about things that I'm not doing.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Thank you. What about you?
I'm going to get my iPhone out of my bedroom. Like we mentioned earlier.
Yes.
I'm on like day three of having it sleep in the kitchen. And last night I got into bed and instead of scrolling Redfin and then looking at rescue dogs on Instagram for 2 hours,
yeah,
I read a New Yorker article and then I went to bed. Which was much nicer.
It's much nicer. I agree. So yeah. So before we go, I just want to share that we have some social media that you guys can follow us on.
Lay it out. We're going to put pictures both of my vision board and of Boing.
Yes.
Industrial strength.
Totally. In fact, I could do like a before and after of the Boing.
And lay out the whole lineup. I love to see people's like cosmetic routines in a lineup.
Yeah, totally. I can do that. Okay. So first of all, you can email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com. And we want to hear your questions, your comments, your product recommendations, your product dislikes, guests you want to hear on the show, other segments we should be doing. Like,
do you pee first thing in the morning?
But most importantly,
I need to know,
do you pee first thing in the morning? No, but seriously, please email us. We are also on Instagram at forever35podcast. That's forever and then the numbers 35 podcast. We're on Twitter at forever35pod, and we have a website, forever35podcast.com. So there's like so many ways to get in touch with us. We will also eventually have a Google Voice number, but we don't have that yet.
No, but we will because we want to talk.
Yeah, we want to chat with you guys.
Thank you for doing this.
Thank you, Kate. And thank you, Sammy, our wonderful producer.
She's amazing.
She's so great. This was so fun. And we'll see you guys next week.
Yay.
Bye.
Forever 35 is hosted and produced by Kate Spencer and Dory Shafrir and produced and edited by Sammy Junio. On our next episode, we talk to writer and podcaster Jane Marie about her serums, her cool skincare gadgets, and her amazing inspirational juicing habit.
It's so great.
It's so delicious.
So make sure you are subscribed.